Chester used to be a good boy. Good boy! Good boy, Chester! The pack spoke this. They were glad. Then, biscuits. He could sit, he could turn around in a circle, shake with both paws, and, because he had great paws, he could even shake lightly. Shaking paws he could still do, but the turning, dancing and jumping had gone away. Those were tricks for a younger dog. His hips hurt. These days, he slept under the elder's sleep place, his big brown eyes gluing over. Fogginess meant that the world was pulling away. All important things had passed already. The great days of strutting down the street gone. He could remember being so glad that he'd strangle himself on the elder's leash. Then no biscuits.
Come on, Ash. You don't like top 40. You don't like country. You don't like classic rock. You're not leaving us much choice. Relax, she said, grinning. And that's not fair. I do like classic rock. Everybody likes classic rock. Yeah, but we're driving through radio-free nowhere right now. It's a goddamn dead zone. We'll be lucky to pick up anything between these mountains. He tapped his knuckle against the window. So if I've got to suffer through this shit, you should too. I'm not the one who forgot the iPod. He had a point, but she didn't think he had to know that. Truth was, she enjoyed driving in silence, listening to nothing but the hum of the engine and tyres on the road.